Now I'd like to tell you a story about my hero. The story is called Returning to My Hero's Past. It took a long train ride from Rome to Naples, another longer one to Bari, and then a dark blue Pullman bus trip up a steep mountainside to the leveled off stretch of road that turned into the beginning of my journey back in time. Back to a time of houses built of rock, to a time of men sowing fields by hand, back to a time of women rinsing their undergarments in the river. This was the time when I first caught a glimpse of my father's roots in the town of Lacedonia, Italy. My journey had just begun. As I descended from the dust-covered Pullman, in which only two of us remained, I stepped onto the ground where my grandfather and grandmother first met and initiated their life together. At the moment I started traversing the route to the town's gate, an older gentleman came up to me. Noticing me in awe, he asked, "Signorina, chi cerca qui?" Or, "Whom are you looking for?" he asked. As soon as I said, "Zandolino Domenico," he replied, "Venga con me, signorina, la porto da lui, l'amico mio." As luck would have it, this jolly aging man, dressed in his Sunday best, knew my uncle well. Passing through the main piazza, or square, all the other seasoned men, with cigars or glasses of wine, sitting in the noonday sun, simply beamed that pleasant benvenuto. I could see it in their smiles. That welcome is one that has been indelibly imprinted in my vast mental recordings of swirling memories forever. This snapshot commences my journey and reconnection with my family's roots. Resurrected by my father during World War II when he was stationed in Italy, this narrative epitomizes the soul of my father, a genteel, honest, and caring man. He is my hero. As one can imagine, Anthony Palermino comes from humble roots of immigrants from Lacedonia, Italy, the opening scene in this tale. All his life, he strove to plant the seeds of a better life for my mother and my brother and sister, doing this by working at times three jobs when I was a little girl. Yet this stalwart, persevering father always found the time to sing me to sleep at night in the interval he had between the second job and the third. That Polish lullaby, which he learned from a chum in Italy during the war, still resonates in my head today, many years since he has passed away.